SRN News, I'm Jason Weikert. Arkansas Senator Dan Sullivan joining the chorus of Republicans calling for a much stronger response against Iran for its attacks on U.S. vessels. Here's Bob Agnew.
Sullivan says the president's policy toward Iran has largely been one of appeasement and indecision.
Look, we could take out almost everything that they're doing in terms of firing on our Navy ships.
Sullivan says the ongoing attacks by Houthi rebels call for a powerful U.S. response.
Weakness is provocative, and this is Exhibit A.
Senator Sullivan is a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. Bob Agnew reporting.
Well, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says no one can stop Israel's war with Hamas, and that includes, in his words, the world court. Also at SRNnews.com, job cuts keep mounting at technology companies. Greg Clugston has the latest.
Audible, the Amazon-owned online audiobook and podcast service, is letting 5% of its workforce go. And social media company Discord is laying off 170 employees. That's 17% of its staff. The layoffs follow other recent cuts in Amazon's Prime Video and MGM Studios unit and its subsidiary Twitch. Greg Clugston reporting.
If you are looking for a feel-good story, look no further. A state trooper in Vermont being praised for jumping into a frigid pond and saving the life of an 8-year-old girl who had fallen through the ice while playing. Police say the girl and her sister fell in the thin ice. The younger girl was eventually rescued by a homeowner, but the other child could not be rescued. Trooper Archer, make that Michelle Archer, arrived a few minutes later, ran to the pond, and swam to the child and saved her. This is SRN News. Has America become feminized? Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, the general public is evenly divided on the question of whether society has become too feminine. 48% say yes, 48% say no. White evangelical Protestants are more certain. 67% believe the U.S. is being feminized, as do 53% of white mainline Protestants and 53% of white Catholics. 72% of Republicans also see society as too feminine. 24% of Democrats agree. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Donald Trump courting evangelical Christians in Iowa. That's expected to pay dividends in the caucuses Monday. Evangelicals seen as the most influential group in Iowa, and they have also become a major part of Mr. Trump's coalition. This is SRN News. It's that time of year again.
The IRS has announced January 29th as the official start date of the 2024 tax season and expects more than 128.7 million tax returns to be filed by the April 15th tax deadline. The announcement comes as the agency undergoes a massive facelift, attempting to improve its technology and customer service processes, with tens of billions of dollars allocated to the agency through Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act, signed into law in August 2022. John Scott reporting.
Massive fire in a Russian warehouse. Authorities say the blaze, tearing through a large structure used by Russia's biggest online retailer near St. Petersburg. Preliminary reports blame the fire on faulty electrical wiring. Authorities say it's amazing. No casualties have been reported. More details at SRNnews.com.